Hi, Ginny, can you hear us?
Hi, I can.
July meeting?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Actually, Terry went through those and corrected that.
Thank you.
I didn't get a chance to proof them, so.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting Thursday, August 25th, 2022. This is the City of Onalaska Planning Commission and Plotting Board. It's 5:02 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Certainly. Williams?
Here.
Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
She got her mic.
Here.
Thank you. You have full quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. We have one item on the agenda tonight. Is there any revisions to the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I think I need to duly point out that under public hearing as well as new business, that should read a conditional use permit for 4 residential units. On both of those. Those changes were made on a new submission by Mr. Rushing, the applicant, and the staff report and the resolution both have 4 residential units. So I apparently didn't save it correctly, but make that change, and that's all we have for changes.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. It's noted. Okay. Any appearance requests on the phone or? In the gallery, we only have the applicants are present. Anybody else on the phone that we should know about?
The only other person on the phone besides us is Commissioner Hatfield. I do want to point out I did enlist Commissioner Vicky's help in reaching out to both the applicant as well as Rufina because we changed the time from 6 to 5. And I believe you did inform her that it was at 5 o'clock today. Council needs the room at 6.
Okay. All right. Thank you. any announcements this evening besides the one just stated? Hearing none. We have the minutes from the July 21st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to glance over those? Is there any issues? Anybody? Any corrections that need to be made or anything on here? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes from July 21st, 2022 meeting, indicate by saying aye.
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 Very good.
I was giving Ginny a chance there, but minutes are approved. Thank you. Item number one under public hearing is resolution 2022-09. It's a resolution approving a conditional use permit for 4 residential units in a commercial warehouse at 40 West Broadway Ave, Lot 2, Rushing Subdivision. This is an opportunity for the public to speak on this resolution. Seeing nobody else in the gallery this evening besides the applicants, I'm going to say there's probably no public hearing unless you guys want to say something now, but obviously we can wait till we get to the resolution, so. All right, hearing none, we'll move on. There is no old business except the new business of this resolution item. One is 2022-09, again, a resolution approving a conditional use permit for four residential units in a commercial warehouse at 40 West Broadway Ave, Lot 2, Russian Subdivision. Can I get a motion to adopt and a second?
I'll make a motion for the resolution 22-09.
Okay, Commissioner Williams, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we've been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Thank you. So this is the second official time that you've had an opportunity to review this. Obviously, it was held over from the last meeting because there were too many errors in that staff presentation, for which I apologize profusely. There is still, as Mrs. Rushing pointed out, it's something funny about the actual address on the official note of address for our systems and what their real address is, but the legal description is really what we typically go by anyway, and that's Lot 2, Rushing Subdivision, Plat 2005-19 AIRD. And that's really officially how we record zoning changes and track official matters, is the legal description. So the reason the matter is here before us is because this matter is zoned commercial. We cannot have a mixed use in commercial where there's residences mixed with a business or a warehouse. Mr. Rushing would prefer to be able to erect a warehouse and have four residential living units for his employees in that building. If you'll pull up the next the site plan for me. He has submitted several site plans that have some parking scenarios, and I think I labeled them like one with angled parking, two, next one. So I think site plan one shows 15 parking spaces around the site, which is basically about 130 feet long on East Broadway by about 110 feet deep, jagged down on the south or on the rear part of the lot. It's proposing a 10-foot utility easement going around one side and the rear of the lot. You can see that there's a no parking zone off of East Broadway. For the purposes, he has an overhead roll door there for the work that he'll be doing inside. But there has been discussion because, A, our parking requirements require two spaces per residential unit, and then there's also a space required for every so many thousand square feet in a warehouse. And what we have is two issues. One, we have double count. The people that will be living there also work there, so they're not going to come out and get in a car and just drive at a space and come back. So it warrants a reduction recommendation there. And two, they're efficiency units. So they're only one bedroom, in a living space with probably an efficiency kitchen. Highly unlikely these folks are going to have the need for two cars in each unit. And I think knowing that, he went ahead and presented a couple other parking options. So go to the next one. How does it do it? Do this screen for me. This one here, I think, has 16 spaces. They're still wrapping around the building. They're angled parking. I'm not certain how this will be received by a fire marshal. I mean, there's typically, when there's a warehouse, they like to have full access around the building. You'd have to deal with that under fire marshal review if indeed the building permitting office sends it out for that. but there's still a utility easement where they could get around if we did have that for parking. Personally, I'm not sure I care for the different direction of the angled spaces along East Broadway. I leave it to him to explain why he did that. And the next one, and he's showing dumpsters in what I believe is what the northeast corner of the lot, if I'm not mistaken, on all three of these proposals. So the next site plan then, Karen. This is a reduction down to, I believe, basically 8 spaces. It eliminates the need any spaces along the rear. We know we have a property owner back there who is concerned about noise and parking back there. It seems like this would meet that. It keeps basically 20-foot clearance from the backyard to the building and basically 20-foot on each side, if you will, exceeding probably the 10-foot requirement that's required. You reduce this building by 20 feet. If you remember, we had it going out the full extent of the setbacks, which made it very dense, and it pushed the boundaries, basically pushed the limits developing the site. So he's voluntarily reduced that, I believe, to try and address some of the comments that he heard from, I think, some of us in response to the last meeting. I think having just, what is he proposing, 6 spaces along East Broadway, I would still probably like to see them all in one way, because I have a feeling people are going to park one way anyway. Maybe less confusion for people coming by or coming into park. But what I like about it is there's not like the 10 spaces or however many had proposed before that were right up against the lot line. And for those of you who hang out at the school or work there, we kind of have a similar problem where people just pull straight out, where oncoming cars or kids may not see that car until it moves. So I like that there's more distance there, and he's cleaned that up and provided some more visibility for the parking. Then if we would just go back to the site, to the floor plans. Next one. So now you can see East Broadway is at the top. There's the overhead door. He's got a man door next to it. It appears he has the 4 living units on the south side of the building. Well, thanks. It's the living units on the south side of the building. They all have their own man doors in and out. It's almost probably preferable to where they were on the second floor. They'd probably have to use the, you know, 1 access and stairs. But you can see they're very small units. They're basically 12 foot 8 inches wide by basically just under 20 feet deep. There's a restroom, a little kitchenette, probably a place for a sofa, etc. And to be doubled as a bedroom. These other ones are just a slightly larger. I think they're 11 foot 8 wide. Is that what it says? I'm not reading it. 11 foot 8 by 20, basically 25 feet, I think. So they're slightly larger. Then he's got his warehouse area. Remember the white thing, little thing went. The stairs access to the second floor, which is currently on the second floor, shown as open. And Rod, I'm guessing, but I'm assuming one's an office, another is a shop, and then you have your HVAC and a restroom there. So I'm sure he can help explain that more thoroughly. When you go to the second floor for me, it's basically open as warehouse space storage. I think given the considerations and the fact that he's reduced the footprint of the building, reduced the parking in connection with trying to be reasonable for the actual use of the site, the fact that the people are living there, working there, and they're not very big units. You know, should they have a visitor, I'm sure there'll probably be a space available, and they're not very far from a park if they did want to have people park and find a spot. So staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit.
Thank you for that. Do you guys have any questions here? We'll start with Ginny on the phone. Do you have any comments or questions, Ginny?
No, I don't necessarily.
Okay, thank you. Rainier, do you got any comments, questions?
Just thank you for taking the time to redo your plans. These are really cool to see.
Any comments, questions?
Yep.
Commissioner Bagley, comments, questions?
I just think it looks like they've done a pretty good job of addressing all the stuff that, you know, questions that, you know, people had last time. And I think the only other thing that came up that people were, I know Rufina had concerns about, was aesthetically keeping the building possibly looking on the outside like some of the other, you know, local buildings in that area are. And that's one of the, you know, concerns that she had and questions in that regard. So I guess that would be my only, you know, question you know, what was your plan on the exterior of the building looking like?
It's going to be metal-sided, metal roof, but determined
color.
Sure. Rod, can we... Rod, you have to use the thing so it's on the tape.
I apologize, Rod. Would try to get it on the record here.
It'll be a metal-sided, metal-roofed building. You know, color hasn't really been thought about yet as much. But there'll be, you know, accent trim. It'll be a nice-looking building.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Myself here, I got some comments. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you guys for coming in tonight and being here to answer questions and just being part of the process. Appreciate that. you guys obviously reduced this thing, to a palatable a building for downtown there by reducing the residents, habitations inside as well as the footprint. So I applaud you for obviously going above and beyond and just trying to make it work here. So really, I think that the discussion, what we have here is kind of, I think, in our lap tonight is to write the actual number of parking spots required, I believe, is kind of the open-ended question that staff has for us. Is that correct?
That's correct. Since you produced several options, okay. I thought it'd be like best leave it open for discussion.
So I just kind of did some quick math here and kind of applied some of the general rules in here. Like, for example, the 1,000 square feet, one parking spot per 1,000. And since these are just tiny I don't know what you call these.
Efficiency
apartments. Yeah, thank you. I don't see a reason that we need two parking spots per unit. I think considering you have the space, I think it's fair to just say one per unit. So there's four there. And then if we apply the leftover square footage downstairs, it comes out to 2530. So if I add even three more there, and then the upstairs approximately it's 3,680 square feet. So if I throw four more there, that's 11 parking spots total. And in my opinion, that would be plenty for this footprint that you have. You clearly are showing here that you have the space to go more than 11. But I was just throwing my two cents in there for a number. I'm totally open to any suggestions from the fellow commissioners here about what you guys think about that and how I applied that number. You guys go ahead and jump in there. Got any comments on my proposal for the 11 spots?
I think he did a pretty good job, because I went to them after our last meeting and said, can you redo this stuff? Because this is what the council's concerns were. So I think by putting it down 20 feet and putting a dumpster in there like the council wanted, because it's a business, he did a good job taking care of all of this. So, you know, he can get started and we can okay his stuff. Because I told him our concerns.
Okay. If with 11 parking spots, again, my opinion is that I think that would be plenty for your company vehicles as well as your workers and parking for them as well if they have their own private vehicles. Does anybody have any issue with that proposed number, or do you guys feel that that's fair?
No, it's fair, if I may say. All my employees drive my trucks, you know, because I pay them for gas. And
right.
Even if somebody does show up, they leave in my truck. We don't really do any work at the shop. You know, we're all field-based work. So if one come, one goes. The second floor is just totally empty, just storage only. You know, required parking for that. Well, I don't know it's an amendment, but as you see, I got plenty of room for everything.
Right. Well, that's kind of what they have in here as far as the 1,000 square feet for one parking spot, I think, is just to accommodate for, you know, business vehicles and such. So,
yeah, that's
Yeah, if you guys are fine with it, I'd be okay with putting that as the number then, and it's actually less than what was, you know, required applying, you know, at the prior meeting, what we talked about, so.
And the parking could be angled in any way. It's just the program I use doesn't allow me to draw other than quarterly segments, so that's why they're a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, no, I like that you gave it some different scenarios just for a visual effect, but so if we go with the number 11 here, by looking at your drawing, I think you're going to have plenty of room to pretty much park where you want, and it maybe give you a little flexibility in case that the fire marshal doesn't like, you know, if he says, well, you can't have parking in the back because that needs to be fire access or something, you're still going to meet that number, I think.
And that allows us a 20-foot access all the way around the building.
Yeah, no, I think what you got going here is good, so. If you guys are fine with that number, then we'll make that number 11. One other quick question. I just noticed it doesn't say the height in here, or does it? Did I miss it? I don't know how tall your building was going to be.
I actually don't have the exact final height until the architect and structural engineer do what they got to do.
So
it's going to be basically a standard building. We'll have a 12-foot first floor, you know, a 1-foot floor joist, 8-foot second floor, and I really don't know what the peak's going to be because that's the structural engineer.
The pitch of the roof, yeah.
The pitch of the roof.
Okay, I was just curious. What I was asking too, and just for the staff, it's just a point for them when they approve this, is that I think there's different height restrictions for general commercial compared to residential, and obviously this lot is general commercial, so I would just make an assumption that that height restriction would apply from general. Okay, that's where I was going for. So I don't remember what that number was, but
I know it's 35 feet in residential. I don't think it's much more than that even in commercial. So
I think it's just a little, it's like 38 or something.
That, but I can check.
Okay.
It should be under 30 feet.
Let me see. Corner line frontage coverage. It doesn't have the height on here, which I understand.
Do you guys have any more questions or comments there?
No, I think that parking scenario is good. It's not, you know, it kind of meets in the middle and it follows the guidelines, and it's pretty cut and dry.
It's, you know, 50 feet is the maximum allowable height.
Okay, for general commercial, so it is quite the jump. Okay. Well, with that being said, we do have Rafina here. She's made it, and I guess I wanted to give you an opportunity to, if you have anything you wanted like to say, now would be the good time. Thank you, Rod.
I just want to say right off the bat, I appreciate the work you've guys done, and you've made a lot of effort to satisfy everybody's comments, and you made really good changes. And I hadn't even had a chance to speak to you about all the questions I had, but I really do appreciate the changes that you and sacrifice you did make. You eliminated those rentals, and that was like taking a, you know, reduction in your income. But then rentals are really spendy too, a lot of maintenance. The parking, I like the parking changes. I see you could have 11. I don't like the diagonal. I don't know why you're not parking all your Broadway parking the same angle, because you could get three in there instead of two on that left. Oh, where'd the parking go?
He just had a couple different scenarios in here.
Oh, okay.
So these are suggested ways that he could provide. Yeah, he was showing that where he could provide the parking, but now we're going to make the number a less number.
I like the diagonal parking. It's not, where is it? In a different picture.
Go to another one.
Is there still option for parking or like that one? See, number 9 and 8? You could make that the same angle and make it three parking spots there and still have a lot of room for your service door.
He's going to have plenty of parking needing to have 11 spots showing you what he's got there. He's going to be able to park anywhere in there. So.
And on that end, he can still get, you know, 3, 4, 5 there. Yeah. I like the back all the space in the back that just helps within the neighborhood. And those apartments, we had six apartments in the village from around the time of the war until the 1985. They were that Pop's apartments were the same size as that. My papa lived in one for 10 years. And Grandma Tudor, that started a taxi cab, she lived in those little apartments. And they were perfectly livable. And that is not really too small. So they'll be fine.
Did you have any more questions there?
Heights. I would wish in the future that the height restriction would be a little shorter in the middle of the village so we can still see the cathedral and still see the bay and still see the boats come in and look for the airplane coming in. And yeah, I enjoyed my view, but my view will be gone, but I appreciate the windbreak. Color, looking at the PCR, the PCR is a beautiful metal building. I guess it's metal. It's a nice, attractive building, and I just hope that you'll choose some colors that will make it really attractive. And then, yeah. That's about it,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, thank you, Rufina.
Mr. Chair, if I may. So, Mr. Rushing, what you may have missed when you weren't here, and I don't know if Vicki shared with you, but we did have a little discussion about the aesthetics when it was brought up. I think is that the, it's on Standard Oil Hill, I'm going to get it wrong, the fellows that run the boats, they go out, the pilot house?
The marine pilots.
How they broke up the color, it's still all metal, but they almost had a division, so it just wasn't one big thing, and that seemed to be something that we were bouncing around, if that would help, make it look a little more fitting. It's obviously what you'd like to do. Something different, you know, so it's just not one, it's still metal, but it takes into consideration for kind of more residential nature. Rufina, I think the PCR is that cement board, if I'm not mistaken.
Is yeah, it's what a, call I it? Believe it's like a hardy board,
hardy
lap siding, yeah.
Right.
But the city has plenty of money to, you know, do things like that.
Right. I'm just saying that's not metal. We don't want to say we'll cut it like that and it doesn't look like that because it's not metal. It's a more expensive material.
And try to keep in mind that this is a general commercial lot and we're approving a residential usage within the building. So, I feel like we don't have a lot of room to tell the landowner, you know, how to make his building. I guess we could ask you to say, hey, can you please make a nice, but anyway, it's your property. I appreciate you accommodating the reduction in the size and stuff. So
I just wanted to be sure that we hadn't brought that up, even though we brought up aesthetics. So I just want to make sure that was mentioned. That's all. But you don't really want
yeah,
to tell them how
we,
to do it.
We have kind of brought this up with previous structures in the past, but obviously our code is pretty simple. There's not really a lot of rules in there addressing the aesthetics of a building, but I always appreciate people when they go above and beyond on their own and make the place attractive. It's helpful, especially downtown, obviously, where we have, you know, even the cruise ship people coming and it's like, oh, this is downtown, you know. And it has gotten nicer over the years. That downtown has been slowly cleaning itself up, so I applaud everyone that's participated in that. If there's no further questions or comments, I'd like to go ahead and vote on this. Anybody else got any asked things? Jenny on the phone there.
Hi. Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble following. I don't have any questions. I think it is a good plan, and it seems reasonable to me. So I'm in favor of it.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions or comments, all in favor of approving resolution 2022-09, you can indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Resolution is approved. All right.
And that's with filling in the site shall contain 11 parking spaces, condition number four, on page two of the resolution, correct?
Yeah, sorry, I should have stated that. That was with those conditions that he had put in there.
Thank you.
All right, there's no work session items. With that, we've worked through our agenda tonight, and we will call this meeting adjourned at 5:30 p.m. Thank you all for coming.
Rafina, thank you for getting the message from Vicki about moving the meeting. Sorry about that.
Goodbye.